Our institute is responsible for integration into society and the community of adolescents in conflict with the law through an educational process which recognises them as rights holders. The current government, 2015 to 2020, is recasting the system, strictly fulfilling national and international rules to protect the rights and dignity of adolescents between the ages of 13 and 17 who are particularly vulnerable. Article 80 of the Child and Adolescents Code foresees a range of punishments called social educational measures for adolescents in conflict with the law. Deprivation of liberty is a measure of last resort and is kept as short as possible. Since 2015, we've seen a sharp fall in the number of adolescents in the system. Currently, there are 276 young people in detention and 216 who are in non-custodial measures. So the gap is closing. There is a new model for non-custodial sentences which has been adopted with the support of UNICEF and which has been agreed on by judges, prosecutors and defenders, and includes our institute and others as operators of the model. So Uruguay is no longer the Latin American country with the highest proportion of adolescents in detention in relation to the total population. Since 2016 there has been no overcrowding and we've closed four centres with the worst conditions. Funds have been assigned in order to improve living conditions in the remaining 13 centres, and our budget has enabled us to start building a future educational campus to be completed next year. With the Criminal Procedure Code reform, suspension of the trial in exchange for certain conditions has reduced the number of pre-trial detention measures. Supervised house arrest is a precautionary measure, been applied twice. Professionalising UNISA, that our institute's staff, is of the utmost urgency. All staff took part in training courses last year. And we have a highly specialised academy thanks to international cooperation. We signed a memorandum of understanding for a new standard operating procedure with the support of UN country coordinator, UNICEF and UNODC. The aim is to ensure that everyone has access to this new procedure. We have also set up an anonymous hotline for reporting and ensure periodic visits of the National Human Rights Institution and involved families. In the area of zero tolerance towards physical abuse and fighting corruption, our legal department has undertaken 400 administrative investigations, 23 criminal complaints were investigated, 50 staff and were no longer in direct contact with adolescents, and 7 were sacked. The new social educational measures are based on a model which puts education at the heart of people's lives. There is a wide range of sporting, leisure, culture, musical and art activities, and there are also educational labour agreements with external entities in order to promote inclusion, and bridges have been built to ensure that they're supported when they leave the education system. When it comes to mental health, this is another priority, and there are psychotherapy, psychology and psychiatric support groups. We also have treatment and transfer boards, as well as suicide prevention protocols with round-the-clock